1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
Over the last couple of weeks, we've seen reports that the FBI had information that they didn't act on it, that there may be some infiltration of our shores by scuba-wearing terrorists, that perhaps they'll use apartment buildings, that they were in flying schools, and our security apparatus didn't act on it, and that we are increasingly encircled by the Al-Qaeda, a terrorist organization of Islamic fundamentalists that wish nothing more than the destruction of our country. For the next few minutes, we're going to talk to a military academy cadet by the name of R.C. Collins. He is a junior at Bradley Military Academy in Altadena, California, about the United States and its war on terror and the views of our young people coming up to the military on what we can do. R.C., how are you?
I'm very well, sir. Thank you.
What do you think of this latest spate, if you will, of threats?
Well, I can tell you, sir, from my training and from what I've learned in the military academy that I go to, Al-Qaeda is a surprisingly strong force. There's no doubt about it. The other thing that I think we have to look at is that the FBI and the CIA is having a difficult time dealing with them. We learn in the military, if you've ever seen any movies about the military, we believe in honor. And we believe in keeping our honor and our dignity, even when we make contingency preparations for what we call tactical withdrawal. I think what's important to see right now is that Al-Qaeda is threatening us, and an honorable surrender of our country, while not preferable, has to be considered.
You're talking about surrendering our country to who?
I'm talking about a tactical retreat and a surrender of America to the Al-Qaeda. Now, I know what you're thinking, Mr. Henry.
That would be absolutely an anathema to most Americans. That would be unacceptable.
No, but there is a way of doing this with honor. And there is a way of doing this with dignity. And a way that we can do it so that we can live to fight again. Otherwise, they said they're going to kill us. And if they kill us, then we won't be here to defend our country. Now, the main power facilities, administrative facilities, I think Al-Qaeda is a merciful and extremely lethal foe, but, and this is very important, I'm sure they'll be merciful if they see that we're being cooperative. So what we need to do now, and I say this as an individual in the United States military, and other military people I've talked to agree, an honorable surrender. And if Al-Qaeda sees that we are being cooperative and reasonable, they'll let us live. And then we can keep our country.
Well, what do you mean by an honorable surrender? This war with Al-Qaeda, I mean,
Mr. Henry, they killed 3,000 of our people using only 19 guys. Hello. 3,000 of our people using only 19 guys. We've got to just take a step back, offer them a surrender, and show them that we'll be reasonable.
But you're talking about America. We don't surrender.
No, I'm not talking about bowing and scraping. Taking the defeat, yes. I don't know if you ever recall any of the wars that the British fought in, Mr. Henry, but the British have always been graceful in defeat. And I studied them in our war college symposiums. If you look at the British Army and the number of times that they've surrendered, they've always done it with class, with dignity. And if we do the same thing, we can stay alive. Don't ever let the Al-Qaeda think you're afraid. Do what they want. That way you're going to stay alive.
All right, let me get this straight, because you now, how many years you've been in the military academy?
I started as a freshman. This is my junior year. When I graduate next year, I'll be commissioned as a full lieutenant.
In the U.S. Army?
I'll be a full lieutenant at Bradley Military Academy, then I'll begin my training in the United States Army. Yes, sir.
All right. I don't understand when you say that we should surrender the country.
Yes, we should surrender our country, but do it with dignity and honor.
You're saying that we should do a honorable... Why should we surrender?
Why should we surrender? They're blowing up buildings. They may have a nuclear weapon. They've got guys that can come ashore, infiltrate shopping malls, do suicide bombings. The FBI can't do anything about it on account of they almost did last summer, but they didn't do anything about it.
Well, what do you think they will have us do if we offer them the Al-Qaeda and honorable... And by the way, we're talking with... Excuse me for just a minute, R.C.
Sure.
We're talking with R.C. Collins. He's a cadet at Bradley Military Academy. His military opinion is the United States should offer an honorable surrender to the Al-Qaeda. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We surrender. Do we keep our country?
We keep our... Yes, we stay alive, but the Al-Qaeda will have control over us, but we will at least be here, and I don't think they'll be able to do to us what they did in Afghanistan. They'll let us have movies and things. And,
well, what do you think they'll have us do?
Well, I think we need to accept the possibility that some of our women will be raped.
Wait a minute.
Now, please hear me out, Mr. Henry.
We have to accept the possibility that some of our women will be raped.
In the short term, after the initial victory. As unpleasant as that may sound, if you smile through it, and I say this to the women, you'll survive. Let me tell you something. The thought of one of those Al-Qaeda raping our women makes me angry. But then I have to realize that if I make a move to stop it, they'll hurt me. And the idea is to surrender with honor, not to crawl.
How does a woman allow herself to be raped and not feel as if she is crawling and violated?
You do it by keeping your eyes forward, your chin up. There are tactical classes that we take in this.
You keep your eyes, while this is happening?
Yes.
R.C., you're a young guy. You're asking America to surrender to Al-Qaeda.
We got to do it. We got to do it.
You're asking America to surrender to Al-Qaeda, and that way we'll be able to stay alive.
We can stay alive. They won't kill us if we surrender.
And you're also saying to the women, accept the possibility that they will be raped, but you can go through it if you keep your eyes forward, your chin up.
Yeah, and when he's done, don't show him you're defeated. Turn around, salute him, and walk away. Walk back to the cage they keep you in. Mr. Hendry, I'm very...
You are asking American women to accept the rape of an Al-Qaeda and then salute, turn around, and walk back to her cell.
It's the only way we'll survive. It's the only way.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. We're the most powerful country in the world.
Oh, our bombs aren't going to do anything to them. In the military school, they teach us about tactical withdrawal and tactical surrender so that we can make other plans.
And what about the men? You've talked about the women. What about us?
For the men, I think that we don't let the Al-Qaeda know that we're afraid of them. Once their defeat of our nation is complete, and they do have control over the civilian and military infrastructure, they will try to humiliate us. We won't let them. One of the ways, Mr. Henry, and I don't know if you know this, that they try to humiliate us, and this is tough for me to say, is to they like to force Caucasian men to perform oral sex on their men. They have a proclivity for white men.
Good God Almighty.
Please hear me out, sir.
Come on, kid. You're telling me they're going to take every...
They'll take every white man in this country. Since most fundamentalist Arabs are homosexuals, when they tell you to perform oral sex on them, do it with dignity, keep your eyes forward, and...
And look, there isn't a man that I know. There isn't a free man I know.
You won't have a choice, but you can stay alive if you keep your eyes forward and not do it on your knees, but stand bent at the hips. It's a powerful posture.
Then there's no way that you feel we can win.
Win what?
Win the war against Al-Qaeda. You've got us surrendering, our women being raped, and all the white men performing oral sex.
They won't kill you if you do it good. They won't kill you. What I'm trying to say is this is how we'll stay alive. For God's sake, sir.
Is there no way we can win?
Mr. Henry, one thing we learn in military academy is to know when you have tactical advantage and know when you have a disadvantage.
Is there no way that we could defeat Al-Qaeda?
We're defeated, sir. Make no bones about it, but we can surrender with dignity and feel proud even when we have to watch the televised event that I was mentioning.
All right, so just to be clear, this televised event you mentioned to me before we went on the air, you're saying that they're going to televise...
They're going to televise President Bush providing either Osama bin Laden or surviving Al-Qaeda leader with... sexual release, as disgusting as...
The President of the United States.
As as disgusting as that would be. We can do it with dignity, though.
How do I stand there at a television set and watch the president of the United States?
Because if he does it good, he could save the lives of the cabinet. Because they'll do it. They'll make the cabinet do it. The president and the vice president, all the way down to the Secretary of Agriculture.
You are in a military academy, and they're teaching you how to surrender.
We're learning how to stay alive, alive.
1-800-449-8686. If you're listening, we're talking to R.C. Collins. He's a junior at a military academy, Bradley Military Academy in Altadena, California. He feels that there is a way to survive the Al-Qaeda terror threat. Surrender to them, but do it with dignity. There's no way, R.C., you're very young, there's no way you ask a woman to, with dignity, submit herself to an Al-Qaeda, or, as you put it, their proclivity for white men.
Because a lot of them are gay.
And we're going to have to stand and watch on television as President Bush...
Yes, sir, but if we do it with dignity, we won't be killed.
1-800-449-8686. Grace, go ahead.
Hello?
Grace, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, I want to tell this kid that he probably doesn't remember the time when we used to say here, better dead than red. Where's his honor? Is he just...
What are you talking about?
Representative of a new generation that are cowards, cowards, cowards.
I'm an immigrant.
I'm willing to fight for it.
You don't know about...
You're not. And you know what? I also lived in Arabic countries for so long that I can write a book. And you're not going
to
tell
anybody. You have to understand something. If you do it good for them, they won't kill you. If you do it good.
I'd rather be dead than raped by a...
Oh, I'm sure you'd rather be dead. If you stay alive.
I would.
If you stay alive, then they provide you.
Because I was raised with an honor.
R.C.
And unfortunately, your parents didn't tell you that. I used to date a guy that finished West Point.
I am talking about honor. When you give oral sex to the Al-Qaeda, you salute.
You are a disgrace to this country.
No, you don't understand.
That's a disgrace.
I go to a military academy, and we understand that if we don't get killed, then we'll stay alive.
If we don't get killed.
You're getting killed. You have to have more intelligence to deal with these people, and then you're not going to get killed.
Ma'am, I can assure you.
You're not going to deal with them by giving up.
Ma'am, I can assure you that you can provide the Al-Qaeda with sex, and you can do it with dignity. Now, what's wrong?
You know what?
You're laughing,
I don't know if you ever talked to an Arab, because I did. I did too long and too much. I would never, ever, ever surrender to them.
We could do jobs for them, and then we'll be useful to them, and then they won't kill us. Listen to you, man.
Jesus,
kid.
I'm just going home in a car, and I almost caused accident listening to you.
Ma'am, I'm telling you now.
I'm outraged. I'm totally
you're a
outraged.
Member of a, you're in a military academy, kid, and you're talking about surrendering to Al-Qaeda.
It is tactical withdrawal. That's not surrender.
Oh, come on. You got the president giving oral sex to Osama bin Laden. You got every white man in America doing it. You got every woman being raped.
We can do it, and then we can... You go ahead and laugh when
you know what?
The Al-Qaeda bends you over.
Unbelievable, kid.
Right. You know what? This is just unreal.
You're nuts.
I mean, this is our new military that's supposed to defend this country.
Ma'am, I've taken 4 years of tactics and operational art.
Yeah, tactics and operational art, surrendering to the Al-Qaeda. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. If you're just joining us, R.C. Collins is a cadet at Bradley Military Academy. Through the tactics and operational art classes that he takes in his military academy, he has surmised that the only thing America can do is surrender to Al-Qaeda and basically throw ourselves on their mercy. He feels that if we do, they'll treat us well. What he calls treating us well, forcing us into sexual acts, including the president. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All I ever did to the people.
If you're in a military academy and they teach you tactical withdrawal...
It's a very standard military thing, Mr. Hendry. You act as if you don't know anything about it, which I understand because you're not in the military. But it is a very standard thing. And what it means is you withdraw and fight another day.
Yeah, but while we withdraw, we surrender to Al-Qaeda, and you got every white man in America providing oral sex for Osama bin Laden.
It's the only way to stay alive.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Ralph. Ralph, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, sir.
RC, listen, you are crazy. I am a retired senior military officer.
Well, you know we can't beat them.
You just listen to me, buddy. You're full of crap. You are a disgrace to that military academy, and if that's what they have taught you there, you don't belong in the military.
Then you've never heard about a tactical withdrawal.
Country is based on honor and dignity. And
that's what I'm talking about.
You are not a patriot. You are a piece of crap.
I'm talking about honor.
You are a disgrace to this country. You are a disgrace to this country.
Okay, so let's kill
everybody. And you do not belong in the military academy or in the military.
How are they going to beat...
This country depends on the military to defend its principles and its constitution.
How are we going to beat
them? We're not going to give it up, and you're crazy. You are a nut.
You don't even let nobody say nothing.
I don't care if I survive or not. My country has to survive. That's the military way.
That's what we call honor,
I give up my life for my country.
Excuse me, Mr. Hendry. Don't tell me about honor. I'm in the military academy.
Yeah, you don't know anything about honor. You're full of crap. You don't know anything about honor.
So you think giving over our women to death...
Yeah, I know about honor because I gave 20 years to my country, and I will give more to my country. I will give my life for my country. And you're willing to give up everything because you're so goddamn self-centered.
No, I'm saying that what we should do is bide our time and wait.
Yeah, in the meantime, every white man's giving...
Hey, man, you're a disgrace. You're a disgrace to this country and to that uniform.
So you'd rather die than all you got to do is give bin Laden the oral. Hello? Oh, he hung up. He doesn't have no guts.
Yeah, he doesn't have no guts.
He hung up on me.
Yeah, of course he did. The guy hung up on you because he can't stand listening to you talking about bending over at the hip. Joe, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to say, man, this guy, I don't know.
Hey, Joe, you need to turn your radio down. Joe, turn your radio down. Turn your radio down. Turn it down.
All right. Yeah, I don't know what they're teaching this guy in military school.
Joe, turn the radio down, man.
I don't have it on.
What am I hearing in the background?
No, that's probably my radio.
Then turn your radio down.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Jesus. Go
yeah,
ahead.
Man, I was in the military. I went over to Desert Storm and I fought. You know, let me tell you something.
You fought
No. Tactical
retreat. The only fighting they did at Desert Storm was airplanes.
You don't know a damn thing about defending your country.
Airplanes is all they used in Desert Storm.
I tell you what, man, you don't know a damn thing about defending your country, and you got pride in yourself if you're going to bend down and bend over for another man and let him do that to you or let him do that to your wife or your sister or your daughter. You're crazy. Let me tell you what.
Who'd you fight in Desert Storm when all they did was fly airplanes in Desert Storm?
Oh, really?
Yeah. All they did.
We didn't have a ground war.
What'd you do, machine gun a camel?
Hey, you know what? What'd you do? Where are you going?
I'm going to go over to Afghanistan and get bin Laden.
You're not going to go anywhere. They aren't going to let you go anywhere.
They're not going to let you go anywhere if you're going to sell your country out and surrender.
I'm talking about a surrender with honor.
There is no such thing as a surrender with honor to those people. You know, you do what you got to do to survive. If that's how you want to survive, that's cool. But the rest of us that are here, that are red-blooded Americans, we'll keep fighting and kicking ass for the next 250,000 years.
Thank you, Joe.
As long as we can do it.
All right,
Thank
Joe.
You.
Way to go.
Oh, you couldn't have been in Afghanistan.
He wasn't. He was in the other one.
Which one?
The Gulf.
Gulf of Mexico?
The Gulf. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Show, 1-800-449-8686.
On Friday nights, R.C. Collins is with us from the Bradley Military Academy. You're talking about honorably surrendering to Al-Qaeda.
Yes, sir. I think it's the only way that we can live.
Is there a, you're taught how to surrender?
Every military academy teaches the proper way of turning the flag over to an enemy force. The proper way to turning in turning your arms over, there's a proper way to surrender insofar as you make sure that your weapon is not loaded, you respectfully turn your weapon over to the conquering enemy force, you take your flag, and you never, ever raise the American flag above the other enemy flag. And that's part of the course that we're taught. And then on Friday nights near our aquatic center, we have a tactical withdrawal course. General Watt.
Now, tactical withdrawal course does what?
It teaches us the way to survive after surrender as part of our psych ops. Our General Wireman is the commandant, is dressed as an Al-Qaeda leader. He's in a terry cloth robe, deerskin slippers, and a towel that's turbaned around the top of his head. He is then rubbed down with goat scent, and each of us, 100 of us, one at a time, kneel in front of him.
You tell me you guys perform oral sex on the commandant.
Yes, sir. But it is part of surviving after surrender, whatever kind of torture they put you through. It does allow us to become familiar with the tactics and operational art of what we have called and codenamed Islamic Pole /smoked.
Well, I think it's a disgrace.
Mr. Henry, you don't understand the military.
Well, maybe I don't. I think it's a disgrace. Here is George on the Phil Henry Show. George, go ahead.
Yes, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
I think this kid's got it wrong. I mean, tactical withdrawal, you do that when there's nothing else left. I mean,
well,
that's the last
resort.
Come
on. Now, what else are we going to do?
No. First you fight. First you defend. And first you die. And then when there's nothing else, when everything is done and over with, then you start thinking about tactical withdrawal.
Well, what
when
we
there's
learned,
nothing else.
What we
and you know what, something, buddy? There will always be something here. We will never run out of ways.
The Al-Qaeda...
I think the military is not for you. I think you should go back. I think you should get out of that school and go into a regular school because you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
No, this is
an ex-military talking to you.
Sir,
you have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
Then you've never heard of Operation Islamic Pole.
Let me tell you something. We are being attacked right now, and we have to defend ourselves.
We're getting
That's
our
the bottom
kicked.
Line. There is no retreat. There is no withdrawal. This thing has just started, and we're going to finish it.
That's
the bottom line. Have a good day.
Islamic Pole /smoked teaches us...
Oh, forget about that, will you? Deborah, hi. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, I'm Cadet. How dare you, on this Memorial weekend, say we should even think about surrendering?
I'm
a female veteran, and you have learned maybe some kind of lessons, but you haven't learned your own oath. You are never to surrender as long as there is a means to resist.
Well, that's right, but we're beaten.
You might be, but I'm not, and the rest of this country isn't.
Well, don't you see? What they taught us in Islamic Pole /smoked is that...
Will you get out of here with that?
That has nothing to do with what the U.S. is doing. We are free. You're fortunate that we're free enough that you have the right to say what you think.
Ma'am.
But this country is not defeated. We have never been defeated. And this is one female that will never allow an Al-Qaeda to sit there and rape her. I would find myself dead first because I'm willing to give my life up for my country and my freedom.
Well, ma'am, with all due respect, I don't know if Al-Qaeda would want to rape you, and I only say that...
Okay, so now you're being a smartass?
Well, you sound kind of big.
I'm 5'10". You're right, I am. 12 years I served in the military, and I was in combat. Where have you been?
Ma'am, you know what pole smoking is, and all I'm trying to say is that we can survive. We can live.
I'm living now. Me surrendering is not a life. That is not freedom. That is giving up my beliefs and my feelings to another country.
Well, how's it going to look if we surrender and I'm sitting there giving it to one of the Al-Qaeda and you don't? I'll look stupid.
You already are making yourself look stupid.
What do you mean? What's it going to look like?
The caller was correct. You have no idea what the military is. If you said and did those things once you're commissioned, you could be tried for treason.
Oh, tried for treason because I'm trying to save the lives of the guys in my unit.
Yeah, you're not trying to save them. You're trying to give up before you even try because you're scared of giving your life.
How are you saving their lives?
By, in Operation Islamic Pole.
Oh, forget it. Deborah, thank you. Thank
Quite
you for your
welcome.
Call.
Thank you.
Will you forget about Operation Islamic Pole? 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. And we're, RC, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
All right. Now, and I can hear your radios up in the background.
Yeah, I'll turn it down a little bit.
In fact, you might want to turn that off.
Well, it's music. It's part of a tactical withdrawal.
What, are you in a classroom right now?
No, sir, we're doing some studying.
I don't understand.
It's disco music, which is traditionally heard in, and forgive me, it's traditionally heard in gay bars.
So you guys sit around and listen to disco music?
Yes, sir, it basically what it does is it's a step one in getting a mindset for Commander Wireman.
So you listen to disco music so you can get ready to go over to the pool?
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask something, man.
Yes, sir.
When the Al-Qaeda takes over like you think they're gonna, are you gonna bring along your boombox before you give the head Al-Qaeda guy, you know, a little bit of that oral sex?
You know, you really don't have any respect, Mr. Henry, for the tactical withdrawal.
You're the guy that's here that's got no respect. You're the guy that has no respect, talking about your country, selling it out.
Mr. Henry, when I was smaller, I was on a basketball team coached by a Catholic priest. And he used to push me around until I gave him the old... And then he...
Treated you better?
Yeah. Hello?
I'm right here. Hi, John. Go ahead. John, go ahead.
I got a couple words for you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
You know what? You're entitled to free speech and all. And by the way, don't call me sir. I work for a living. I'm an enlisted man, okay?
Whatever.
Free speech goes great, especially in this country. But you know what?
Yeah,
Canada will take a life to you.
I think all you do...
Listen to me, boy. I think all you want to do is look good in a uniform, look pretty and stuff. The Salvation Army also has openings, too, if that's all you want, because you are not fit to be a combat man or a woman or whatever you think you want to be. And furthermore, all the enlisted people, all the officer people that took the oath, when they swore themselves in... They gave that oath to die for the country. They also gave up the fact that they have rights. I don't have as many rights as you do because I work for the government. I don't have as much free speech like you might think we do, boy.
Hey!
And you know what? If I had an officer like you ahead of me, I hate to say it, but you'd be the first one we would kill in combat.
You'd frag me?
You're a sorry excuse
you don't even
for an
know
American.
What, you don't know what frag means, do you?
Boy, I've only been in one war, and tactical withdrawal, as you try to call it, is not anything more than retreating.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all it is.
Yeah.
You don't tactical withdrawal when you're kicking butt over there. Our numbers are far superior. I don't know where you're getting your information or your intel from. It's way wrong, buddy. Way wrong.
Well, if you had to get down on your knees in front of Al-Qaeda to save your men's lives, you would. Listen. Yeah.
This guy does like to smoke coal, let me.
How dare you?
Yeah, well, you're the guy that's been rapping about it for the last 45 minutes. Ron, hello, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir, I'd like to know, well, if we can get the disco down a little bit. There you go.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yes, sir. I'd like to know what this big tactical withdrawal and stuff they're teaching you now. How do our United States submarines fit into this? Are these going to be radioed to turn around, or will Al-Qaeda actually swim out and bang through the hull?
Oh, you think you're so smart, but Al-Qaeda could sink them. If they go too low, they're crushed.
So don't go low.
But what if they're ordered to?
By who?
Oh, yes, we're just going to... Okay, the order comes in, go below crushed depth, here we go.
If
hold
the Al-Qaeda tells you to...
Sir, you don't even understand a submarine service. They're not teaching you anything about that, are they?
The submarines? I seen a movie, Run Silent, Run Deep, with Clark Gable one time.
You did see that?
Yes, sir.
Yes. I saw one called Up Periscope.
Sir, that happens to be a gay film.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah.
Forgot.
My brother was in the subs. He was on the SS Barb in the 60s, and
Good boat. Read a lot about that.
Oh, okay. What is this, Old Home Week with you guys now?
Hey, listen, this man was on... Were you on a Trident submarine run?
Yes, sir. USS Alaska.
Okay.
732 was the hull number.
The Kiel's Navy's on at 8 o'clock.
Listen, smartass. What we're saying is Al-Qaeda doesn't radio to say, go below crush depth, and the guys just go ahead and do that. These submarines are armed with nuclear weapons, and if America had no recourse and we had nowhere else to fall back to, they'd launch them.
Then you kill Al-Qaeda and they kill us.
Well, yeah. See you later. Nice knowing you.
You know, I got a sub, a big pink sub in my...
Yeah, okay. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry. Oh, are we done? Oh, we broke already? All right, well, just so you know, that was me doing the voice of R.C. Collins and those folks that called in. They thought R.C. was a real guy. You know, in many ways, R.C. is a real guy. He's a real guy. We all know a guy like R.C. Let's surrender. Let's surrender. Let's sit down and talk. You know, Bush and Putin have been meeting lately. Have you been hearing about this? And I wonder what they're talking about. Here's a scenario. Here's just a scenario. And a little something to make our towel-wrapping friends sweat a little bit. Bush goes to Putin and he says, between the two of our countries, we have the lion's share of nuclear weapons. Now, what do you say, Poot baby? That we go ahead and take care of the Middle East, you stay out of it, we'll split the oil. What do you think Putin would say to that? You guys are willing to do all the spade work on this? Yeah, if you'll pardon the use of the word spade. Okay. And he goes along with it. I think it'd be a beautiful thing. The only problem is China, but, you know, who cares? Yeah, there are a lot of people that would like us to sit down and to discuss, and let's not overreact, and all of these nice things. Now they got, the latest story I read here was that they got guys, you know, they don't have guys, but they're saying that they could train guys to be in scuba gear and do all this crap. The point is this. It's got nothing to do with whether they can defeat us. It's got to do with how much damage they can do to us before we get really pissed off. And the point is, you know, you either fight fire with fire or you don't. You either go after these guys the same way they go after us, or you don't. You just sit back and do what America traditionally did for about 30 years during the Cold War, and that's kind of just sit on our thumbs. Now, the latest stuff, as I tell you guys last hour, the latest stuff coming out of the FBI in Minnesota and some of the stuff that was reported out of Arizona is so absolutely frightening. It's unbelievable. Apparently, the FBI in Minnesota, the local agents there, wanted to get a court order to search this Massawi guy's apartment and to take his computer and to start looking at the database on his computer. Couldn't get any green light on that. They got stonewalled at the level of the FBI in Minneapolis. They got stonewalled at the level of the FBI in Washington until finally what the FBI in Washington did was go to the CIA. They made contact. They made an interagency contact with the CIA, which pissed the FBI off, meaning that they were either going over the head of the FBI or under their head, or they're going around them and going to another agency because they were saying, you guys aren't doing anything. Now, these were hardworking FBI agents out in the field in Minneapolis. And then, of course, this Ken Williams guy down in Arizona. They went to the CIA, to the CIA's counterterrorism group. And the FBI, I don't know who, but somebody high up in that organization, chastised these agents for doing this. And the next thing you know, 9/11. Now, there comes a time in every man's life and in the life of every woman where you got to stand up and take responsibility. Whether you think it was your fault or not, whether you think it's right, whether you think it's just. Give an example. Right after 9/11, the guy that headed up, quote, security, end quote, at Logan Airport in Boston, guess what happened to him? He was out in the street. That's what happened to him. You're fired. And I remember people saying, well, that's not fair. He's not in charge. Yes, he is in charge. Well, he didn't let those guys in. No, he didn't. But he's in charge. You're fired. You're fired. Firing people doesn't always mean that they're the ones responsible directly for the failure of any single enterprise. Firing somebody in charge means that you are getting them out of there as the titular head, the moral support, the philosophic, spiritual leader. You're just getting them the hell out of there. And you're starting fresh with somebody else. Now, I don't know about you, but I think I've seen enough in the newspaper over the last couple of weeks. It leads me to one conclusion. He might be a nice guy. I'm sure he loves his mother. I'm sure he's a loyal American. This guy Mueller, see you later. What the hell is he doing? This guy's been, he's been in front of the Senate for I don't know how long, talking about whatever, the biggest load of crap I ever heard in my life. He doesn't know this. He doesn't know that. It wasn't him. It wasn't, you know, he didn't come to his desk. And, you know, he's looking into it. You know, you have something. You're fired. You're fired. You'll leave now. We'll give you full severance. You know, your children will never go hungry. It's gonna be fine, but you don't run the FBI anymore. Maybe that one time I heard that stuff coming out of Arizona from that Ken Williams, and he sent the report, and it got lost in the shuffle. Maybe that. But now we get this stuff connected to this Massawi guy who they went right after. 3 weeks after 9/11, they went right after this guy. So in other words, their nose was in the wind on this guy. To the point that when 9/11 did happen, boom, they arrest him. So they had enough of a stink in their nose in this guy. They didn't act before 9/11. Not that it would have done it. It might have done something. If they'd busted that guy before 9/11, it might have sent the message to these other scumbags, wait a second, something's up. They got his computer. That means that they have all of his correspondence. If he's corresponded with any of these other guys, they wouldn't have moved is a very, very high possibility. I'm not saying probability. I'm saying possibility that they wouldn't have moved on 9/11 if those agents in Minnesota had been listened to and they'd confiscated this guy's materials and they had arrested this guy prior to 9/11, we could have saved 3,000 lives. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know about you, but I think this guy, whatever the hell his name is, I don't even know who he is, Mueller, get him out of there, all right? Then the next guy you fire is Ashcroft. Then after him, Craig Taylor, then I'm quitting. It'll be the Janice and Garo show on Tuesday. Pelton, I think you had something to do with it too. 1-800-449-8686. Our website, philhenryshow.com. philhendrieshow.com. Get a backstage pass. Send us those pictures, you ladies, for our wall of female listeners. Be the 17th female listener to the show. It's all there at philhenryshow.com.